Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Alabaster Conversation Podcast. It's me, your host, Chiwendu Olivia Ibe. I'm so excited that you could stop by. This is episode 3, and this is the third part for like the consecutive. Like, I've been on this journey with you, so you've listened to part 1. If you've not listened to part 1, you cannot stop halfway. You have to go back to part 1 and listen to part 1, the beginning of the journey, and then part 2, and then we're in part 3. So we're back again, and thank you so much for stopping by. So before I start, I just want to pray and just commit this journey to God's hands. Even as I'm a passionate storyteller, I just pray that the stories will lead you to God's heart at the end of the journey. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you for the opportunity to do this, and I don't take this platform lightly. I thank you for just the privilege that you've given to me, to be your child, to be your daughter, and to just love you and to serve your people. And it's an honor to wash your feet and to serve you and to pour into your people this day. That I ask that as people hear this, that they will see your goodness and they will believe you for the impossible. In your name we pray these things. Amen. Thank you. So I stopped at the part where I was at the embassy in New York for my visa. So the journey was very interesting, very tedious. And then on the morning of, it was a Friday morning, I went back to the embassy, got there, got to the floor where I could, take my visa appointment to the Netherlands embassy, Netherlands consulate in New York. So I get there. Sorry, there's a background sound. So I get there and I schedule a walk-in. So I'm sitting there, and then there's this lady who was in charge of, like, she's the receptionist. She was in charge of taking our documents, and she took my documents, and she asked a few questions. She's like, "Oh, you're going to fill out this form?" And then I filled out the form. And she's like, "And then you wait." So she's standing close to me. She's looking at my passport. She's like, "You're Nigerian." I was like, "Yes, I'm Nigerian." She's like, "Where are you from?" And I told her where I'm from. I'm like, "I'm from Imo State, where I grew up in Delta State, Warri, Nigeria, Delta State." And she's like, "Oh, I'm from Delta." I was like, "Where in Delta?" She's like, "From Kwali." Like, "Oh, you're from Kwali." And she's like, "My name is Ndidi." I was like, "Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing." And she starts telling me about her testimony of how she was watching NSPPD, which is just a very amazing platform that a lot of people have gotten their miracles from. It's just a prayer platform. She mentions NSPPD and she said she testified, she shared her testimony. January 17th, January 11th, they're back in the beginning of the year. And we're already in December. I was like, "Wow, that's awesome." And she's like, "God healed my heart of a leaking heart valve." She's like, she had stroke. I don't know if it's multiple, but she said she had stroke. And the stroke kind of just like messed up her heart. So she said, "God healed her from leaking heart valve." And she's like, "You have to watch NSPPD." I was like, "That's awesome." I was like, my mom sends me the link most times, but I can't watch it because of the time difference and I have to wake up and go to work. So she just, you could see she had so much joy. And I was just like, what are the odds that somebody is talking about God's miracle where I'm trying to apply for my passport or my visa? I took it as a sign. I was like, "Ooh, this is God. This is Him, you know?" And yeah. So I get up, I go to my booth, to the different booths. I met this lady and she asked for the documents. She asked, she wanted to scan the different things. So she did all she needed to do. And then she asked, "What's your appointment slip?" And I gave it to her and she's like, "Your appointment was yesterday." I was like, "Well, I was told to come back today." She's like, "Oh, you didn't fill out the form." And then all of a sudden, the climax went from 0 to 100. And this lady, she just burst out from nowhere. She's like, "You're not supposed to be here." And I'm looking like, okay, like, I'm not supposed to be here. Like, what does that mean? She's like, "You're not supposed to be here." And I just remembered the fact that I remembered the lady's name from yesterday. It blew my mind. And again, it's not her real name. And I said, "Sandra told me to come back." And she couldn't say anything. And I just made eye contact with her. I'm like, "Sandra told me to come back." She walks away. She went out. She starts yelling at the security guard downstairs. She yells at the guy in the front desk. She's yelling at the Nigerian lady. Just like turned the whole place upside down. And I'm thinking, I remember telling myself on Friday when the Sandra lady was like talking about me trying to teach her to do her job. I was saying, for me, I don't like stress. If you see how God wired me, I'm very chill. I'm even cute. Like I don't want anything that's gonna stress me out. If I think, right, if I'm worried about stuff in my head, I'm not able to sleep at night. So I try my possible best to just not have worry as my t-shirt. Like I try. So the lady's yelling, she's yelling at me. I was like, if it was for a vacation, I promise you, if it was for me to take a vacation in the Netherlands, I'd be like, it's not that serious. I do not have to go that urgently. I don't need to stress myself. I would have gone back on Thursday to my home. But because I knew that this stuff was very important to my heart, like it was something I needed to fight for. So I sat down there, they did what they needed to do. They charged me a walk-in fee, which was extra. It was times 2 of the amount. So they charged me a walk-in fee. And then I forgot to mention, the day on Thursday when the lady was talking to me and she was asking, when's your trip to the Netherlands? I said, on the 4th of January. And she looked at the passport. She said, you do know that it takes 15 to 10 business days. You do know that, right? I was like, yes, I do. And she's like, you know that you may not be able to make this trip. You do know that, right? And I just like, I didn't just say nothing. In my head, I'm going, we'll see about that. You're not the one who gave me. God gave me his word. Like, I'm not even going, I'm not picking back of what you're saying to me, right? And she just, you know, that's like one of those things that I'm remembering, like the little memories that would flash to my memory. So yeah, so I finished the whole thing, thanked the Nigerian lady, took her number down, just like say, I'm looking forward to your testimony. She's telling me that she's excited about what God is gonna heal her of. And yeah, and I finished and I headed back home. And now the waiting begins. So we're counting 15 working days. Even if I want to count 15 working days, so I'm going to open my calendar right now as soon as I'm talking. So we're going to go back to December. So this is 15 working days, right? So I went to the embassy 22nd. So 22nd, 23rd. 23rd is not counted because 23rd is on a Saturday. So we have just 22nd. That's the first day of the application. The next Monday, next Sunday, 24th, Monday, 25th, which is Christmas. 25th, 26th is a Christmas time, so it's not even counted. So 27th, 28th, there are days that things can happen. People will be backing off. I don't know if people would resume back in the embassy 27th because they also want to stay with their family. 27th, 28th, 29th, Friday, and Wednesday, Thursday, and then my trip to Greece was on Friday evening. So I don't know the math that I'm gonna do that's gonna count to 15 before 6th. So anyhow, I'm trusting God for the impossible. I just don't know. So I'm like, hey, now we wait. The application has gone through, we wait. So the next day I go to work and I go by my life as usual. Then what else? And mind you, the fundraising is still going on and people are still sending money. So I'm gonna pull up my email right now from the fundraising coach. So the second fundraising update, the first fundraising update was on the second on the 12th of December. That was the first fundraising update. The second fundraising update was on the 26th. So he says, let's see. Sorry, I have to pull up the update. So he said, I sent you the last one before finishing. Here are your net fund total and donors as of today's report. Chimwendu Ibe, you have 3,117. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, God is blowing my mind. The targeted amount was 2,500. Like, it surpassed the amount and there's still more coming. and I just let that be. So even in the process of me going to Greece, going to the Nigerian, the Netherlands embassy, I keep saying Nigerian embassy, I go to the Netherlands embassy, I'm still seeing money come in. Now we're gonna go back to the counting down of my trip. Now the next week, after 26th, after Christmas, 26th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 30th on a Saturday, 31st is on a Sunday, we cross over to the New Year. Now, New Year is on Sunday, right? First of Sunday. Second is on a Tuesday. And a Tuesday, I was not working on Tuesday. So I was like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? And I called the Netherlands embassy. I called them and I spoke to a lady on the phone and she says, what is your reference number? I was like, I'm calling to just know what's going on. I applied for the Netherlands visa. I want to just know what the status of my application. And she said, what is your reference number? And I gave her the reference number. She's like, hold on one moment. And she's checking. She placed me on hold. She's checking. She comes back. She's like, hey, ma'am. She's like, when did you? I said, I went there on the 22nd. She said, your embassy, your visa is going to come out next week. And I was like, any other information? She's like, it's going to come out next week. Next week is a week after everybody's already traveled. That's the 8th and the 9th. And next week is vague. Next week could be the end of the week. Next week could be the beginning of the week. Like, there's actually no timeline. So I'm thinking, okay. I dropped the phone and I immediately hear God say, Chiwendu, pack your bag. I had to start packing. And in my sassy default setting, I wanted to just say, did you not just... But I was like, Chiwendu, he said, start packing. So I picked my box, which was at the... It was close to the head of my bed. I picked my box. I flipped the box open. I threw my clothes on one section. I threw my shoes on one section. And I was like, okay, I've obeyed you, God. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else is humanly possible. But I'm going to obey you. Not too long, I get a call from a girl, Margie. Shout out to Margie again. And she called me. She's like, what is the update? Like, what's going on? How is your passport? And I told her the exact stuff that I heard from the phone. I said, the lady told me it's next week. I'm not sure. But Margie, God told me to start packing. So we'll see what happens. Anyhow, 3rd of January. 3rd of January starts. I go to work. Life goes on as usual, right? And then I get a message from the people who are the leaders of the Pathways team, and they wanted to know, because they've always been asking me, how can we pray for you, what's going on, like, just like in general, just like generally taking, checking and seeing how I was doing. And he just says, like, what's going on, like, what's the status of, you know, what's going on. He sent me a message in January 10th, and I'm going to read the message, you know, I'm going to read it, and with reverence and with respect. And it was a good message, right? But I'm going to read it to just tell you the stages of how critical and how urgent my situation was. You have been so diligent and faithful in this journey, and we trust that the Lord will use it all for good. I wanted to let you know that if for some reason there's a delay in receiving your new passport and you don't get it until Monday, January 8th, then the earliest you'll be able to fly to Athens will be Tuesday, January 9th. If this happens, then please feel free to make a decision whether to have the airline ticket purchased or not. We would be delighted to have you, but don't wish to add an extra burden on you given the short time we'll be in Athens. As we fly back Sunday, January 14th, we would certainly understand if you decided not to purchase the ticket at such a late date. So that was the last message that I got from the team and the team leaders. So I was at work and I just scrolled and saw the email, and my stomach just sunk. I was like, oh God, but I'm trying. Like, I said, God, I tried my best, you know. I've given this thing my very best, and I don't know what else to do. I remember getting up and going to the back room of where we store stationeries at work. And just going there, it's like, God, what do I do? What do I do? And immediately I saw a vision of a child and a dad. The dad was like, come on, kid, let's go. Like, just like you're talking to a kid, like the height difference, right? But it's more or less like stretching his arm and telling you to beckon you to come, like, come, let's go. And then I get a text from one of my roommates, and she was all the way, she was not in the US. And she asked me, how can I pray for you? I was like, wow, that's a perfect timing. So I texted her, I was like, just pray for me that my visa comes back on time. So, and also we were also supposed to meet, the team was supposed to meet as a team for the program. Like, we were going to meet on Zoom call because they're already planning on where they're going to meet and like the airport gate. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, the team is already planning. I just felt like I'm not part of the team, you know. And it's okay to literally own up and say, I just felt alone in that moment. So work closes, I get home, the meeting was at 7, I log onto my computer, and they give me the floor, and they say, Chiwenu, what is the update on your passport, what's going on, and let's give us an update. And I say, God has blown my mind in this journey. I'm talking from the fundraising, as if on the last time, my fundraising amount is almost 4,000. I was like, I'm very scared. I don't know what I'm doing, but I know he's going to come through for me. I don't know where this journey is leading me to. I don't know how this is going to end, but I know God has blown my, the word I use is like, he's blown my mind from the visa to the passport, to having someone, one of my roommates, what are the odds that one of my roommates would be, you know, would know so much about going to Greece? I was like, there's no mistake in how God does these things. And I'm talking, you know, just extolling and hyping my Jesus. I was like, I know he's going to come through for me. I'm scared. I'm anxious. But I know he won't fail me. He's done so much. And then, you know, somebody prays. The detail of the prayer was just very interesting. The person was praying, he goes, and I love the people, you know, with all my heart. And he goes, it's like, what was the date of your visa appointment? I say, on the 22nd. He said, how many days does it take for the visa to come out? In my head, I'm going, I don't need to give you this detail. Just pray, my gosh, just pray. Like, God is gonna do his math. Like, It's not your job to figure out the time. I said, in my head, I'm just going to just pray. So he prayed, and then they moved on to other things. And they're like, oh, we're gonna meet at this gate. We're gonna meet at this time. And then life goes on, right? And few minutes into the conversation, I'm gonna pull the text, the email again. I'm talking literally in lifetime. The USPS email came in by 7:06. So Biden, I already finished talking. I thought it was like, you want to check your email? And then here's the email from USPS. It says, VFS Schengen. She went to leave your eBay, and it says my house address. And it says USPS next day. And it says New York to Schengen, Netherlands. And it says your visa is going to arrive. It says scheduled delivery date is Thursday, 4th of January, 2024. And I lost it. I'm going, oh my gosh. So I turn on the speaker, and I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, guys, my visa is here. Everybody's like, I'm talking people who their cameras were turned off, people who just like, everyone is like so amazed and blown away by, you know, what God did. And I was like, guys, because I was thinking the visa was in my house. I was like, guys, I have to hop out. I gotta go pick up my package. And everybody was just so in awe of what Jesus did. Like, literally, the story just changed within a few days. Like, even if I'm doing the math, like 15 working days did not add up. It just didn't add up. Anyway, on the next day, early in the morning, I had to stay at home so I can pick up my my visa. I picked up my visa the next day, opened it and saw my visa, and it just made me smile. It just made me smile on the inside. Yeah, it made me smile. And then I had to reach out to Carol again. It was just a G. I reached out to Carol, and then she kind of scheduled a visa for the next day on the 5th, and she scheduled it that I was going to leave from my home. And she scheduled I was going to leave from where I am to Greece by 6:30 p.m. So, yeah. And then I packed my things, got ready for the trip, got to the airport at 3 p.m., checked in my things, flew by 6:30 p.m., and got to Greece by 1:30, 1:45. And then the team, because the other team, God has the most craziest sense of humor. And the other team, the ticket was booked ahead of time. So most of those money that came in for me, that seemed like a very huge amount. By the time they were booking my ticket and booking the insurance and scheduling all these things, the amount of money was just more than enough to cover the journey. Like it was, I think, 3,000 in total for both the ticket and British Airline, and then the health insurance for the flying to go into Greece. Everything was more than enough. So I'm gonna press pause, and then before I finally conclude, because the other guys, their flight was at 9 p.m. Mine was at 6. So I didn't fly with the group. So they had the advantage of, you know, flying as a group. So I didn't fly with them, but I got to Greece at 1 p.m. and they got to Greece at 4. So I was literally just sitting down and chilling. And then they arrived. I'm like, in my head, I'm looking like, look at what God can do. Look at what God can do. So it's an encouragement, right? It's an encouragement to whoever is hanging on to a word from God and just hopeful of what tomorrow is gonna look like. If God gave you a word, I would say don't just sit down and just be like, "Well, God gave me a word, I'm gonna," like, you have to fight for that word. Like, you have to fight, like, do everything you know how to do in the human realm, and as you're applying prayer, just do what you can do, you know. So that's my testimony, and I'm gonna do another series. They're just telling the story, but this is the first part of like the transition from beginning the journey of pathways to applying for my visa to flying. The next part is going to be a breakdown from day to day to day of what happened in the journey and what and how overall the overall experience is, because it's still an ongoing process. Yeah, it's going to be an ongoing process till May. So thank you so much for stopping by, and I just pray that this greatly blessed you and just made your soul, just refreshed your soul. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate your time and your stopping by. Thank you so much, and have a good day or night or whenever you see this. Thank you so much.